Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Obedience Contract, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Devil's Deal. I was drowning. Not in water, not in alcohol, though I had plenty of both in my system. No, I was drowning in failure, the slow, soul-consuming kind that rots a man from the inside out. Every rejection letter felt like a nail in the coffin of my so-called writing career. I had talent, I had ambition, but none of that paid the rent, and my landlord had made it clear. If I didn't come up with the money, I'd be sleeping in the streets by the end of the week. That's why, when the email arrived, promising not just a book deal, but a life-changing publishing contract with one of the most prestigious firms in the industry, I didn't stop to question it. It was salvation in digital form, a lifeline when I was moments from going under. The name at the bottom of the email was Lilith Ashford, CEO of Ashford Publishing, a woman whose reputation preceded her. Ruthless, brilliant, dangerously seductive in that untouchable, ice queen kind of way. People whispered about her in the industry like she was some urban legend, more devil than woman, a goddess of power draped in silk and corruption. But I didn't care about the rumors. All I saw was the money, the opportunity, the dream dangling in front of me like a golden key to the kingdom. And I took it. The meeting was held in the Ashford Tower, a glass and steel monstrosity that loomed over the city like a throne of the gods. I walked in, pretending I belonged, pretending I wasn't a desperate man willing to sell his soul for a shot at something bigger than this suffocating, paycheck-to-paycheck existence. And then I saw her, Lilith Ashford. She was sitting behind a massive ebony desk, a glass of something dark and expensive in her manicured hand. A woman who looked like she owned the world, and anyone foolish enough to step into her orbit. Her raven black hair was sleek, cascading over her shoulder in a perfect waterfall of power and precision. Blood-red lips. Eyes that felt like they could see inside me, unraveling me with every glance. She gestured for me to sit. I obeyed. Damien Hale. Her voice was silk over steel, smooth and dangerous. I've read your work. It's raw. Unpolished. But I like the way your mind works. A compliment? From her? My heart was racing, but I kept my expression neutral. Thank you. She smiled, cold knowing. I imagine you're eager to get started. I nodded. Absolutely. This is a dream come true. Her fingers tapped against the armrest of her chair, slow and methodical. Then let's talk business. She slid the contract across the desk. I barely looked at it. I saw the advance payment. A sum so large it made my stomach clench. More money than I'd ever seen in my life. Enough to fix everything, to finally stop worrying about where my next meal was coming from. I signed, and that was the moment my life ended. Because Lilith Ashford didn't just buy my book. She bought me. The first hint that something was off came as she leaned forward, plucking the contract from my hands. I own you now, Damien. I let out a small laugh, expecting her to smile. She didn't. Her eyes locked onto mine, and something shifted in the air. A tension so thick it wrapped around my throat like invisible chains. You signed without reading, didn't you? My mouth felt dry. She slid a single, manicured finger across the contract, stopping at a paragraph I hadn't noticed. The words blurred as my brain scrambled to make sense of them. The undersigned acknowledges that Ashford Publishing, and by extension, Lilith Ashford, shall retain full executive control over the writer's public and personal engagements, including but not limited to wardrobe, social interactions, romantic entanglements, and personal discretion. I stared at it. The words made no sense. It had to be a joke. A weird legal formality, something that didn't really mean. What the fuck is this? I forced out, my voice hoarse. Lilith tilted her head, amusement flickering in her eyes. That, Damien, is ownership. I could feel my heartbeat in my skull. You can't be serious. She didn't answer. Instead, she stood. And suddenly, I understood why people whispered about her. Why men feared her as much as they desired her. Lilith Ashford didn't move like a woman. She moved like a predator. She circled the desk, slow and deliberate, until she was standing right in front of me. I could smell her, rich vanilla, smoke, something dark and intoxicating. She leaned in, close enough that I could feel her breath against my skin. "You signed your name, Damien," she whispered. "And that means you're mine." A chill shot down my spine. I swallowed hard. "This isn't legal." Lilith smiled, smirked, and that was worse than if she'd laughed. "You'd be amazed what money and influence can make legal." I gritted my teeth. "I can walk away." Her smirk widened. "You could." A pause. "But if you did, I'd have my lawyers sue you for breach of contract. You'd be buried in litigation, blacklisted from every major publishing house before you even stepped foot in the door. No agent would touch you. No magazine would print your work. You'd be radioactive." My stomach dropped. "You wouldn't." "I would." Her voice was velvet and ice. "You're mine, Damien. That means you do what I say, when I say it, how I say it." A slow, cruel pause. "Or you lose everything." I stared at her, my breath coming faster now. This wasn't just a contract. This was a trap. A fucking cage. And I'd walked into it willingly. She leaned down, her lips inches from my ear. "First rule," she murmured. "You belong to me. Say it." My fists clenched. My pride screamed at me to fight back, to tell her to go to hell, but my survival instincts screamed louder. I forced the words out, my voice shaking. "I belong to you." She purred in satisfaction, straightening. "Good boy." Her hand reached out, trailing down my chest, a touch so light it made me shudder. "This is going to be fun." And with that, she turned, leaving me sitting there, owned. The moment the door shut behind her, I let out a slow, shaking breath. I had signed a deal with the devil. And now, I had to figure out how to survive it. Chapter 2, Submission and Control. I woke up the next morning feeling like a prisoner in my own skin. The weight of what I had done pressed down on me like an anchor. The contract sat on my desk, mocking me. The ink was dry, my name carved into that goddamn piece of paper like a death sentence. I thought about ripping it up, burning it, walking away, but her voice echoed in my head. "You'd be buried in litigation, blacklisted from every major publishing house before you even stepped foot in the door. No agent would touch you. No magazine would print your work. You'd be radioactive." I had nothing. No backup plan, no savings, no lifeline. If I ran, she would ruin me. So instead, I did the only thing I could do. I got dressed. The moment I stepped outside my apartment, my phone buzzed. "Lilith." The text was short, cold, and to the point. "Your suit is waiting. Put it on. Be at my office in an hour." I frowned. "What suit?" That's when I saw it. A sleek black garment bag hanging on my front door, a small silver envelope tucked inside. I grabbed it, hesitated, then opened the envelope. "You belong to me. That means you wear what I want. No arguments. No signature. No name. Just that simple, arrogant declaration." I wanted to ignore it, to wear my own damn clothes and show up on my terms. But deep down, I already knew what would happen if I did. Lilith Ashford played for control. If I fought her on this, she'd double down. She'd find another way to make me bend. So I did what I had to do. I put on the suit. The office of a tyrant. The Ashford Tower was as imposing as ever, the kind of place that didn't just intimidate, it crushed. The receptionist greeted me with a knowing smirk, like she'd seen this all before. Like she knew exactly what I had signed up for. "Mr. Hale," she said, eyes trailing down my body like she was inspecting me. "Ms. Ashford is expecting you." I swallowed the bitter taste in my mouth and stepped into the private elevator. The doors slid shut. A moment later, I was alone. A camera blinked in the corner. Watching. Always watching. I adjusted the cuffs of my suit, feeling caged in the expensive fabric. She had chosen this for me, down to the smallest detail. Even now, before I had even spoken to her today, she was winning. The elevator stopped on the top floor. The doors slid open, revealing an office that felt more like a goddamn throne room. Floor-to-ceiling windows. Black marble floors. An oversized desk that looked like it belonged to a queen ruling an empire. And there she was. Lilith sat behind the desk, legs crossed, lips painted in a shade of red so deep it looked like blood. A glass of whiskey rested beside her, untouched. She was waiting for me. I stepped inside, my body rigid. "Good boy," she murmured, her eyes scanning me like I was hers to inspect. I clenched my jaw. "I'm not your fucking pet." Her lips curved, amusement flickering in her cold, piercing gaze. "You say that now," she said, voice silk smooth. Let's see how long it lasts. I stayed silent. She gestured to the chair in front of her desk. Sit. I didn't move. Her smirk widened. Sit, Damien. It wasn't a request. The power in her voice slithered around me, coiling tight, testing me. Every muscle in my body screamed at me to fight back, to refuse, to walk away, to not play her game. But this wasn't a game. Not to her. I sat. Lilith took her time watching me, as if she was assessing every tiny movement, every breath, enjoying the way I struggled against the invisible chains she had locked around my throat. Let's establish some rules, she said, tapping a manicured nail against her glass. You signed a contract. That means you are bound to my authority, both professionally and personally. I forced a breath through my teeth. You can't seriously expect me to just. She held up a finger, silencing me. You will listen when I speak. The sheer command in her voice sent something sharp down my spine. You will not question me. You will not argue. She leaned forward slightly. You will obey. I gritted my teeth. This is insane. She ignored me, continuing. You will dress how I say. Speak how I say. Act how I say. Her gaze darkened. And when I call, you will come. The way she said that word made my stomach tighten. I'm not your fucking slave, I spat. Lilith smiled, slow and predatory. Oh, Damien, she whispered. You don't understand yet. But you will. She leaned back, completely at ease, like she had already won. Your first assignment is tonight, she said. I frowned. Assignment. You're coming to a gala with me. You'll smile, you'll be charming, and you'll do as you're told. I shook my head. No. I. Lilith stood. And suddenly the air shifted. She moved toward me, slow and deliberate, the sound of her heels clicking against the marble making my pulse spike. She stopped directly in front of me, close enough that I could smell her perfume, something dangerous and intoxicating. Then, without warning, she reached out, gripping my tie, yanking me forward. I sucked in a breath. Her fingers trailed up, ghosting over my throat, pressing just enough to make my heart pound harder. Her voice dropped to a whisper. You think you have a choice, she murmured. You don't. My jaw clenched. You can't control me. She laughed, low and rich. But I already am. Her nails scraped lightly against my skin before she released me, stepping back, leaving behind nothing but heat and the undeniable proof that she owned this game. Be ready by 8, she said, turning back toward her desk. That wasn't a request. And then, just like that, she dismissed me. I sat there, my breath heavy, my body wired with rage. I had made a mistake. A fucking huge mistake. Lilith Ashford wasn't just playing with me. She was breaking me. And if I didn't find a way out of this soon, she would win. Chapter 3, The Noose Tightens. I stared at my reflection in the mirror, hating what I saw. The suit was expensive, sleek, tailored, flawless. The kind of suit men wore when they belonged to someone else. I belonged to someone else. Lilith had chosen it. Like she had chosen my words, my actions, my life. I adjusted the cuffs, swallowing back the bitter taste in my throat. Tonight was the gala, the event she had ordered me to attend. It was my first real test, a public display of the control she had over me. Refusing wasn't an option. She had made that very clear. And yet, my stomach twisted at the thought of walking into that room, standing by her side like a fucking trained pet. I grabbed the tie, pulling it tighter. The silk constricted against my throat, an uncomfortable reminder that the noose had already been slipped around my neck. And Lilith. She was just waiting to pull. The Ashford Tower penthouse was insanity. Gold chandeliers. Walls lined with art worth more than my entire existence. A ballroom filled with the kind of people who drank power the way normal people drank whiskey. The moment I stepped in, I felt like an intruder. Like a man who had wandered into a world where he didn't belong. And then I saw her. Lilith Ashford. She was standing at the center of the room, wrapped in black silk, her gown a second skin that shimmered under the lights. Every eye was on her. Every man in the room wanted her. Every woman wanted to be her. And me? I wanted to fucking destroy her. But instead, I walked to her side like a good boy. She turned, her lips curving into that slow, knowing smirk. Right on time. I forced a breath. What do you want me to do? She reached out, smoothing a wrinkle from my jacket, her fingers lingering just a little too long. You smile. Her nails scraped lightly against the fabric. You play nice. Her eyes darkened. And when I tell you to leave with me, you obey. I gritted my teeth. I'm not your fucking puppet. Her fingers traced up, brushing against my tie, tightening it just enough to remind me who was in control. "You are whatever I say you are." I didn't answer. Because the truth, I didn't know if she was wrong. The night was a blur of handshakes, champagne, and conversations I had no place being a part of. Lilith was in her element, weaving through the crowd like she was born for this. And me? I played my role. Smiled when I was supposed to. Laughed at jokes I didn't understand. Let her introduce me as her newest investment, with that infuriating smirk on her lips. But the entire time, my mind was somewhere else. Watching. Planning. Lilith thought she had all the power. She thought she had me trapped. But she didn't know that while she was controlling me, I was already plotting my escape. And when I took her down, I would burn everything she had built to the ground. The party was still in full swing when she finally leaned in, her breath warm against my ear. "Come with me." It wasn't a request. She didn't wait for my answer, just turned and walked away, knowing I would follow. I clenched my fists, forcing down the anger boiling in my veins. Then I followed. She led me down a private hallway, past velvet ropes and security that didn't even try to stop her, until we reached her private suite. She opened the door, stepping inside. I hesitated for half a second, just long enough to feel the final shred of my defiance slipping away, before I stepped in after her. The door locked behind me. Lilith turned, eyes flashing with something dangerous. Her hands moved to the straps of her dress, sliding them down her shoulders, letting the fabric pool at her feet. She stood before me, bare, unapologetic, unshakable. I swallowed. "Do you know why I chose you, Damien?" I shook my head, my throat dry. She stepped closer, her fingers trailing up my chest, slow and torturous. "I saw the fight in you," she murmured. "The resistance." Her nails scraped against my skin. "I like breaking things that refuse to be tamed." I let out a slow, shaking breath. "I won't break." She smirked. "We'll see." And then, without warning, she grabbed my tie, yanked me forward, and everything blurred into heat and dominance and the suffocating, undeniable fact that Lilith Ashford had just tightened the noose around my throat. And I had let her. Chapter 4, Seeds of Betrayal. I woke up in her bed. The sheets smelled like her, rich vanilla, expensive perfume, something darker beneath it. My body ached in ways that should have felt like pleasure, but tasted like defeat. Lilith Ashford had owned me last night. Completely. And the worst part, I had let her. I stared at the ceiling, every muscle in my body tight with frustration. She had played me like a perfectly tuned instrument, every touch calculated, every demand designed to sink her claws deeper into my skin. And I had fallen for it. Again, I turned my head, watching her sleep. She looked untouchable, even now. Hair splayed against the silk pillows, lips slightly parted, a queen in her palace, unbothered by the fact that she had just wrecked my life. Something burned in my chest. Anger. Maybe something worse. I had to get out. I slipped out of the bed, silent as a shadow, my body still raw from what she had done to me. My clothes were scattered across the floor, like evidence of a crime scene. I grabbed them, dressing quickly, desperately, like I could shove what had happened into the fabric and hide it under my skin. I made it to the door. And then, going somewhere. Her voice was lethal in the quiet. I froze. Turned. Lilith lay there, propped up on one elbow, watching me like a predator who had just caught her prey trying to escape. I forced my face into something neutral. "I have work to do." She arched a perfect brow. "Work." I nodded. "The book. The reason you brought me here in the first place." She smiled. Slow. Cold. Knowing. "You think I bought you for your writing, Damien?" Something inside me curled. "That's what you said." She stretched, cat-like, the sheet slipping lower down her body. A calculated move. A reminder. "I say a lot of things," she murmured. I clenched my fists. This wasn't a relationship. It wasn't even a partnership. It was a fucking power game, and I was losing. I had to get out. Had to get ahead. And I knew exactly where to start. The first crack in the glass. By the time I made it back to my apartment, my head was spinning. Lilith had me in a chokehold, and the worst part was, I had let her tighten it. I needed a way out. A weakness. And I found it the moment I met Eva Monroe. Lilith's personal assistant. The woman who knew every single one of her secrets. I saw her in the Ashford Tower lobby, rushing through security, balancing a laptop in one hand and a coffee in the other, looking like a woman on the verge of a breakdown. I moved fast. Stepped into her path just enough to make it seem accidental. She crashed into me, spilling coffee all over her crisp white blouse. Oh, for fuck's sake. I caught her wrist before she could drop the laptop. Shit, I'm sorry. Her head snapped up, eyes flashing. Do you have any idea how expensive this shirt is? I offered my best apologetic smile. Let me make it up to you. Eva narrowed her eyes. Make it up to me? I nodded. Dinner. Drinks. Dry cleaning. Whatever you want. She hesitated. And then, finally, a smirk. Fine, she said. But you're paying. I grinned. Wouldn't have it any other way. Hook. Line. Sinker. The beginning of the end. Eva Monroe was the perfect mark. Smart, ambitious, but desperate to escape Lilith's shadow. I played my part well, charming, interested, making her feel like I actually cared about her life. And she fell for it. Hard. We spent hours together, late-night drinks turning into whispered conversations, stolen glances turning into something heavier. And then, one night, after one too many glasses of wine, she broke. You have no idea what it's like working for her, she murmured, her head resting against my shoulder. I kept my voice gentle. Then tell me. She exhaled slowly, shaking her head. She owns everything. She controls everything. She has dirt on everyone, Damien. And if you cross her, a pause, you disappear. My stomach turned. Disappear. Eva nodded, swirling her wine. She doesn't just ruin careers. She ruins lives. I stayed quiet, listening, waiting for the next crack in the glass. And then it came. She has a safe. My pulse spiked. Eva didn't notice. She just kept talking, words slurring slightly. All of her leverage, all of her blackmail, all the shit she uses to keep people under her thumb, it's in a safe in her office. I stared at her. This was it. This was everything. I forced a smile. Eva, you can trust me. She looked up at me, something soft in her eyes. I know. I kissed her. And just like that, the first real crack in Lilith Ashford's empire was born. Chapter 5, Dangerous Games. I was in too deep. And I knew it. But knowing something and stopping yourself from falling further were two entirely different things. Eva Monroe was falling for me, hard and fast, the way people do when they've been lonely for too long, when they've spent years living in someone else's shadow, waiting for someone to see them. And I was using her. Every touch, every kiss, every whispered secret, it was all a means to an end. A carefully orchestrated lie to get closer to the one thing that could end Lilith Ashford. Her safe. Her leverage. Her power. And I was so close. The setup. Lilith had started tightening her grip. The more time I spent away from her, the more she reminded me who was in control. It started with texts. Where are you? I didn't give you permission to leave. You're testing me, Damien. Don't. Then the surprise visits. She showed up at my apartment once, unannounced, sweeping in like a storm, eyes cold, smile sharp. She had pressed me against the wall, fingers gripping my chin, forcing me to look at her. I don't like being ignored, she had whispered. I don't like sharing. I had swallowed hard, forcing my pulse to stay steady. I'm not yours, Lilith. Her smirk had widened. Oh, Damien, she had breathed, pressing closer. That's adorable. And then she had kissed me. Hard. Possessive. Like she was reminding me that no matter how far I ran, she would always catch me. But I wasn't running. I was waiting. Planning. Biding my time until I could bury her. And tonight. Tonight was the night. The heist. I had everything. Eva had given me the details, where the safe was, what security measures were in place, when Lilith would be out of the office. All I had to do was get in, take what I needed, and get the fuck out. I dressed in all black. Gloves. Hoodie. Shoes that wouldn't make a sound on the polished marble floors of the Ashford Tower. This wasn't just about getting leverage. This was about revenge. I slipped into the building at 2:07 a.m. The security was tight, but I had planned for that. A bribe here, a favor there. One of the guards accidentally left a door unlocked for me. I moved through the corridors like a ghost, heart pounding, muscles wired. Lilith's office was on the top floor. The elevator was a risk, but I took it anyway. I had minutes before the system reset, and I got locked inside. The doors slid open. Empty. Silent. I stepped into the darkness, closing the distance to her desk in three strides. My gloved fingers traced over the surface. Smooth, cold, just like her. Then I crouched down. And there it was. The safe. I pulled out my phone, entered the code Eva had given me, and waited. A beat. Another. Then click. It unlocked. My breath shook as I pulled the door open. And inside. Stacks of documents. Flash drives. photographs, evidence. I flipped through them, my stomach twisting. Blackmail on politicians, CEO scandals, bribes, affairs, disappearances. And then, I saw my name. I froze, pulled the file out with shaking hands. Inside were pages of my life, bank records, phone logs, emails I thought had been deleted. She had been watching me, long before I signed that contract. Before I even knew her name, my stomach dropped. This wasn't just control. This was predation. I was never a random choice. She had planned this. From the very beginning. The trap. I heard the click of heels before I saw her. Then, the lights flooded the room. And there she was. Lilith. Standing in the doorway, arms crossed, lips curved in something sharp. I felt my pulse stagger. "You really are predictable, Damien," she murmured. I whirled, shoving the file back into the safe, too late, because she had already seen everything. The game was over. She had won. Again. I took a step back. "How did you?" She tilted her head, amusement flickering in her gaze. "Eva." My chest tightened. "What?" Lilith let out a soft laugh. "Did you really think I didn't know?" she whispered. "Did you think you were outplaying me?" A slow pause. "I let you seduce her." I stilled. The words hit me like a bullet. "No. No, that wasn't." She stepped closer. "I knew the moment you set your sights on her. Knew what you wanted from her." Her lips curled. "So I let you have her." My breath was ragged. "She was never on your side, Damien," Lilith whispered. "She was always mine." The realization slammed into me. I had been played. Again. Lilith took another step forward, her eyes gleaming. "You wanted to betray me." She tilted her head. "So I let you. I wanted to see how far you'd go." I clenched my fists. "And now what?" Her smile was slow. "Dangerous. Now." A pause. "Now, I decide what to do with you." The air thickened. I could feel it, the slow unraveling of my plan, the way the ground had just been ripped out from under me. I had lost. And Lilith? She was just getting started. Chapter 6, The Breaking Point. I was fucked. And not in the way I had been the night before. Not in the way Lilith liked to use me, break me, mold me, drag me into the abyss of her control. No, this time was different. Because this time, I wasn't just another pawn in her game. I was the losing player. And she was the goddamn queen. The air in Lilith's office was suffocating, thick with something unspoken, something lethal. The soft hum of the city outside barely reached me, drowned out by the sound of my own pulse hammering in my skull. I had been so close. So fucking close to bringing her down. And now, she was standing there, lips curved into that smug, infuriating smile, watching me with those eyes. Those black hole eyes that swallowed everything, that stripped a man bare and left him with nothing but his own defeat. "I let you play your little game, Damien," she murmured, stepping closer, slow and measured. "I let you think you were winning." I couldn't breathe. Eva had betrayed me. No, Lilith had used Eva against me. She had been 10 steps ahead the entire time, watching, waiting, letting me dig my own grave. And I had walked straight into it. I clenched my fists, my body rigid, rage coiling inside me like a live wire. "You manipulated me." Lilith arched a brow, amused. "Of course I did." She moved behind her desk, resting her hands against the polished black surface. "You're angry." Her voice was smooth, unshaken. "Untouchable." "Good. I like that fire in you, Damien." I forced a breath through my teeth, my mind racing, searching for an escape, for anything. I needed to turn this around. "Fast. You think this is over?" I spat. "You think I don't have anything left?" Lilith's smile didn't falter. She reached into the open safe and pulled out the file with my name on it. My stomach dropped. She held it between two fingers, tapping it against the desk like she was toying with me. "Oh, Damien," she whispered, her voice dripping with something dark. "I own you." She let the words sink in, let the silence stretch, let the weight of my defeat settle in my chest. Then, she dropped the file onto the desk and opened it. And I watched as my entire life unraveled in front of me. The fall of Damien Hale. Lilith flicked through the pages like she was flipping through a book she had already read 1,000 times. Bank statements. Emails. Phone records. My entire fucking life, cataloged in ink, in timestamps, in evidence. "You didn't really think I'd let you walk into my world without knowing everything about you, did you?" She didn't even look up as she spoke, her fingers trailing over the damning details of my existence. My debts. My failed relationships. The one-night stands that had turned into messy regrets. The things I had tried to bury. You think you're the predator, Damien. She finally met my gaze, those obsidian eyes locking onto mine, holding me in place like a goddamn vice. But you're prey. The words hit me like a knife to the gut. I gritted my teeth, my nails digging into my palms. So what? You're going to blackmail me? Make me your personal pet? Lilith laughed. Actually laughed. And that was worse than anything she could have said. She closed the file, sliding it across the desk toward me. I don't need to blackmail you, Damien. I swallowed hard, my throat dry. Her fingers trailed up her own neck, nails grazing her collarbone before she leaned in slightly, voice a whisper of silk and steel. You're already mine. I wanted to fight. Wanted to burn this entire fucking building down, to rip that goddamn file into shreds, to shove it in her face, and tell her she didn't control shit. But the truth? The truth was a cold, sharp blade pressing against my throat. Because she was right. She had me. And she knew it. The breaking point. The tension between us was a living thing, clawing at the air, wrapping around my ribs like a vice. And then, she did something I didn't expect. She walked around the desk, closing the space between us, her heels clicking against the marble, slow, deliberate. My breath shook as she reached up, trailing her fingers along my jaw, her touch possessive. Tell me, Damien, she murmured. How does it feel? I clenched my teeth. How does what feel? She smiled. Losing. Something inside me snapped. I grabbed her wrist, yanking her closer, so close I could feel the heat of her body against mine, so close I could see the glint of satisfaction in her eyes. You don't fucking own me, I growled. Lilith tilted her head, her lips a breath away from mine. Don't I? Her words were a challenge. A dare. And I hated her for it. Because she knew. She fucking knew. She wasn't just in my head. She was under my skin. And the worst part, I didn't know if I wanted to fight her. Or fucking ruin her. Lilith's lips curled, her fingers tightening in my hair, her breath ghosting against my skin. You want to destroy me, don't you? My pulse pounded. I didn't answer. Because we both knew the truth. I didn't just want to destroy her. I wanted to fucking devour her. And she wanted me to try. The game wasn't over. Not yet. But there was only one way this would end. With one of us in ruins. And the other standing over the wreckage. Smiling. Chapter 7, The Last Word. I had lost. And I fucking knew it. Lilith stood before me, radiating power, a smirk playing on her blood-red lips as she savored my defeat. She had known everything. She had let me think I was winning. She had allowed me to believe I was pulling the strings, when in reality, I had been her puppet all along. And now, here I was, standing in the center of her goddamn kingdom, stripped down to nothing but my rage, my humiliation, and the weight of my own stupidity. I should have seen this coming. I should have known that a woman like Lilith Ashford didn't play games unless she was certain she would win. But I had played anyway. And now, I was paying the fucking price. The final checkmate. She was close, too close. Her perfume curled around me like an invisible noose, her presence suffocating. Tell me something, Damien, she murmured, her voice smooth as silk, dangerous as a blade pressed to my throat. Did you ever really think you could win? I gritted my teeth, my nails digging into my palms as I fought the overwhelming urge to snap. I wanted to grab her, to throw her against the desk, to shatter the smug look on her face. I wanted to wreck her the way she had wrecked me. But I couldn't. Because Lilith wasn't just a woman. She was a force of nature, and I was just another man who had underestimated the storm. I forced my voice to stay even, my anger carefully leashed. You've made your point. Lilith tilted her head, amusement flickering in her dark eyes. Have I? She reached out, trailing her fingers along my jaw, her nails scraping lightly over my stubble. I hated how my body reacted. Hated the way my pulse spiked at her touch. Hated the way my breath hitched as she leaned in closer. Tell me, Damien, she whispered, her lips a breath away from mine. How does it feel to be owned? I snapped. I grabbed her wrist, yanking her roughly against me, my grip tight enough to bruise. Her smirk didn't falter. If anything, it deepened. You don't own me, I growled. You never fucking did. She laughed. Laughed. Low and rich, like she had just heard the funniest joke in the world. Oh, Damien, she purred, tilting her head. You're adorable when you're in denial. I clenched my jaw, my grip tightening on her wrist. You think you're untouchable? Her smirk widened. I know I am. The sheer confidence in her voice made something dark curl inside me. She was daring me. Taunting me. Waiting for me to break. But I wasn't going to break. Not like this. Not on her terms. I had one move left, and I was about to play it. The ultimate betrayal. I let go of her and took a slow step back, schooling my expression into something unreadable. Lilith arched a brow. Giving up so soon? I exhaled, forcing a smirk onto my lips. You think you won, don't you? She leaned against her desk, arms crossed, perfectly composed. Haven't I? I let out a low chuckle, shaking my head. You're predictable, Lilith. That got her attention. Her eyes narrowed slightly. Excuse me. I let my smirk widen, letting the tension shift in my favor. You're always two steps ahead, right? Always in control. I shrugged. But you missed something. She didn't speak. Didn't blink. But I saw the way her posture stiffened ever so slightly. She wasn't used to being challenged. Not like this. What did I miss? She finally asked, her voice dangerously calm. I reached into my pocket, pulling out my phone. And then, I hit play. Lilith's voice filled the room. You're already mine. I don't need to blackmail you, Damien. I own you. I watched as realization dawned in her eyes. You. I smiled. I recorded everything, Lilith. Her jaw tightened. You think that means anything? She murmured, voice still controlled, but I could see the crack forming. I took a step forward, lowering my voice. It means if anything happens to me, that recording goes public. It means you don't control shit anymore. She stared at me. And for the first time since I met her, she didn't have a response. The end of Lilith Ashford. The silence stretched, thick and charged. Then, she laughed. Not the smug, condescending laugh she usually gave me. No, this was different. This was genuine amusement. You bastard, she whispered, shaking her head. I smirked. That's me. Lilith exhaled slowly, pushing off the desk. So what now? Are you going to blackmail me? Bring me down. I stared at her. The woman who had ruined me. The woman who had owned me. The woman who had nearly destroyed me. And then, I did something she didn't expect. I smiled. And I walked the fuck away. Epilogue, the last word. I left everything behind. The contract. The power games. The life Lilith had tried to force me into. I took the recording and vanished from her world. For a while, I wondered if she'd come after me. If she'd try to drag me back into her orbit. But she didn't. Because she knew. The moment I walked away, she had lost her grip on me. And Lilith Ashford hated losing. So she let me go. But I knew. Somewhere out there, she was waiting. And maybe, just maybe, one day, our paths would cross again. And when they did, only one of us would walk away alive.